you may have had this in news, and as much as I'm trying to always pay attention to Dave in the WSW newsroom, sometimes the news escapes me. And because I know this has also come up on our Lewis show, everyone trying to discern, especially still, even though the governor's executive order was issued on Monday, there's still been some, you know, questions of what was affected or maybe not affected. But yesterday, I guess, the governor clarified that golf is not allowed. It had been up to yesterday, but golf is no longer allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's why the golf course was empty when I went home yesterday. I couldn't believe there had been such a quick turnaround from one day to the next.
Because it was, so yes, Wednesday it was very busy then. Thursday
it
was empty.
The parking lot was full. Yesterday there was one vehicle there, probably a caretaker.
Okay, well then word got out then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The governor said that golf courses are temporarily off limits, just like everybody else. Because at first, though, it was you can go out and golf, just couldn't do the restauranting or maybe in the pro shop or something
right,
like that.
Right, they couldn't gather in the clubhouse afterward or whatever.
No, but now golf courses are now part of the executive order, at least had been clarified anyway. Also, as it reads here, cigar bars, vape shops, and hookah lounges also not open. Some of those apparently were able to stay open to serve customers, but those also clarified not to be open. And here's another one. Get the way this reads now. Landscaping, lawn care, tree service, and irrigation companies may not operate, except to, as it's quoted here, maintain and improve the safety, sanitation, and essential operations of a residence.
Well, I would suppose if we had a thunderstorm or something, it took down some trees and things that they could swing into action at that point.
Well, yeah, and even though this was solved before this has happened, we had neighbors that had a water main problem. Mm-hmm. And a tree in the front yard had to be taken down for them to accessibility to get to the water main. So that would have been
would be approved.
But safety, sanitation, and essential operations of a residence, I'd suggest, I don't know how long this is going to go along, but guess what? Grass is greening up. Trees are budding. I mean, we're going to have to be mowing.
Well, you can cut your own.
Yeah, but what if you can't?
What if
you're of age?
Yeah, well, then
that
suppose,
would be essential, I'd say.
That
you
might
know?
Be, yeah.
So, again, there seems to be some open leeway even on that, though. Mm-hmm. So, and that's an outdoor thing because, again, I remember on our show yesterday, it was supposed that because you're outdoors and a lot of these lawn services, well, they have partners. A lot of times you see like one guy mowing, one guy whacking the weeds or something like that, somebody else cleaning up. Sometimes they're all family services, though. Families could be together outdoors still, as far as I understand. So, but yeah, well, thanks to the listener for clarifying that. But yeah, don't golf anymore, folks.
One I saw yesterday kind of puzzled me. I was looking out the window here, and I saw a truck coming up off the ramp, semi-flatbed. It was hauling hot tubs.
Oh, really?
Now, delivery of hot tubs, does that qualify as something that's essential?
Well, yeah, I wondered. Now, can businesses still take deliveries of inventory in anticipation that at some point, because if they don't get the delivery when they do open up, maybe they had to have it
in order
to have the product. Good question. I don't know. By the way, for you anyway, it says, if I'm reading everything correctly, fishing and hunting is still okay.
Oh, it is. Okay.
However, well, apparently the DNR is keeping a close watch to make sure people are doing what they're supposed to be doing when it comes to social distances, because in some places people are hunting and fishing, but...
put one on the front of the boat and one on the back of the boat.
Well, that's exactly what they're saying. It's like, especially people who are getting on the boat. You know, again, family members, but anyway.
Well, one other thing that people didn't seem to get, there was, I know, one person on social media, a friend of mine, reported that a neighbor had 8 vehicles there, and they were having a big family gathering. And really, you're not supposed to be doing that.
No, I mean, again, as I understand it, it's, you know, your immediate family.
Your household.
Yeah, your household. Thank
those
you.
Those living
household.
In your household.
You're not supposed to travel to your extended family.
That's what they say.
And, yeah, so that is what's going on. Getting some people questioning, I can tell you that, too. But that's the way that it is at this time, I can tell you. And again, we always appreciate our listeners' messages and input. We're getting a lot of people who are emailing or Facebook comments, and we appreciate that very much. Continue to do so. Facebook.com/WSW Radio for your comments or questions. We'll answer those as best as possible. Those who are reaching out to us on email, charlie@wsjw.com, dave@wsjw.com, pat@wsjw.com. Although Pat, once again, with his work he can do at home. Again, a lot of the stuff he does with some administrative behind-the-scenes work that is very helpful. And ability to still provide our sports updates, which we appreciate very much.
This is Michael Percher, working remotely and providing us with a lot of material we use in the news department.
It all comes together somehow.